This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us about guidance, He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنِ اهْتَدَيْتُ فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي, that if I was to ever be guided, Allahu Akbar, listen to this, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, if I was to ever be guided, وَإِنِ اهْتَدَيْتُ, in any matter in life, what would the reason behind this guidance be? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي, it's because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal to me. And this exactly is what the reason of our guidance is. It's because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And you know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described before the Quran came down, you know, incredible description in Surah Al-Duha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Duha, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. You've read this ayah, you know this ayah. But what's happening? ضَالًا and هَدَى. This Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا. He found you, Ya Rasulullah, ضَالًا, lost. And then what happened? Fahada, and then He guided you. Like, how did the transition happen from being lost to being guided? It's when the Quran came down. When the Quran came down, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved from a state of dhallan, being lost and searching and seeking for something of the truth. And when the Quran came down, He moved from dhallan to hada, to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.